SurveyMonkey's perhaps one of the best-known survey applications, and it's been around for quite some while now. It started off as a very simple interface, and I think that was what attracted people to it. It was really easy to get up and running, and in a sense, a lot of that hasn't changed. What has changed, however, is the range of possible options that it now offers, especially in terms of the analytics at the end of it. In the basic plan, which is free, you get 10 survey questions, a maximum of 10 questions per survey, and 100 responses per survey. So this might not lend itself to everything that you want to do, but for example, if you wanted to do a survey of staff, it might be staff opinion, or you might be actually trying to gain an overview of staff capability in ICT. Then 100 responses is probably about enough. If you do need to upgrade, then there are several different options for the paid plans, and with that, you also gain a really extensive range of features that you don't get in the basic plan, especially in terms of analytics. However, it's easy to get started when you create your first survey. There aren't a lot of formatting options, so you can choose a particular theme, which is just basically a range of colors. But the interface is really simple, the interface which is presented to the person who's doing the survey. The important thing, of course, is the content. It's the questions that you're asking, and not how wonderful it looks. So what you get with Survey Monkey is you can create a real range of questions. The question options are very extensive. As you might expect, multiple choice to completion, where there's either one answer or you allow several answers. You can offer a comment or an essay box. You can have rankings, so from A to B or 1 to 100 or whatever you choose. You can also have matrices of choices, so it's a question which is asked and then several. Sorry, a basic stem to the question, and then several different sub-questions within that. You can have single or multiple text boxes, numerical text boxes even, and date or time questions. So if you're asking somebody when did such and such, or when do you expect such and such to occur by, so there's really a wide range from which you can choose. Having got it all laid out and the questions, if you want to reorder them, you can do that. You've got the option of distributing your survey by embed code or by sending a link out, and then when the results come in, you can be analyzing them as they come in. You see it visually.